Could you go through these various numbers that you just discussed and discuss them within the context of TLS and clinically how you make the diagnosis of TLS and its severity?
Right. So the first probably issue is the diagnosis. So various diagnoses carry various risks for TLS. When we're talking about the high-risk diseases for tumor lysis syndrome, those would include things like ALL, T-cell ALL, B-cell ALL, patients with Burkitt's lymphoma, the diseases that are very proliferative and are likely to respond rapidly to treatment. So any case of newly diagnosed ALL, we are concerned and thinking about TLS. Other factors that we look at are the LDH. So this patient's LDH is high. And in our guidelines at Anderson, they are considered high risk if they have an elevated white blood cell count over 100,000, or if it's less than 100,000, if their LDH is twice the upper limit of normal. And in this case, at 2,274, they are twice the upper limit of normal. They have a white count of 80,000. So this patient would be considered as having high risk for tumor lysis. Before we start treatment, we assess their electrolytes and evaluate uric acid because we do have interventions for uric acid as well as for the electrolyte abnormalities. So one of the first things we look at is the uric acid, and in this case, his uric acid is elevated. And because of his high risk for tumor lysis and because he has an elevated uric acid over 7, we would consider this patient an appropriate candidate for resbiricase. And that should be started before or at least at the time the induction chemotherapy is started, but optimally at least 4 hours before the patient starts their chemotherapy.
What kind of numbers would the patient have to actually, as you say, be in tumor lysis, you know, without even therapy?
So there's different criteria for that. It depends on if you look at the Cairo-Bishop criteria or if you look at the Howard criteria.
But globally, what are the key factors that would make you say this patient has TLS?
The elevated uric acid, the elevated phosphorus, for me in this particular case, are two indicators that there is some low level of ongoing spontaneous TLS and that this patient, given the high white count, is at very high risk or is at high risk for tumor lysis when we initiate therapy.
What would the numbers have to be for you to say this patient's in tumor lysis and is clinically significant?
Again, that depends on if you look at the Cairo-Bishop criteria or the Howard criteria. I would have to refer to those specific numbers. I don't recall the numbers off the top of my head.
Well, I'm thinking more from a clinical point of view and your own sort of general clinic. What would it take for, first of all, I'm just kind of curious, are all these patients seen by nephrologists?
We typically will consult the nephrologist if they have spontaneous tumor lysis or if their electrolytes are becoming abnormal as they initiate their therapy.